This is The Couple Next Door, script number 179 for broadcast Thursday, September 4th, time 2:30 p.m. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
It's National Foot Bounce in the Baby with Jell-O Week.
Tell everybody you know, and don't let the week go by without J-E-L-L-O.
This is Don Wilson reminding you that if you want to put bounce in the baby, try Jell-O. Bright, colorful, wiggly Jell-O. So soft and cool for baby mouths. So good for babies, too. Babies love Jell-O. Give your baby Jell-O this week.
J-E-L-L-O.
Well, I think I'll start in the front closet down here this morning and get some of this stuff packed up. I certainly think some of it can be thrown away, don't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm just going to make up a whole box of things we don't want to use anymore and give it to the Salvation Army or the Goodwill or something.
You know what? I'm going to take next week off and help you finish it up.
Take one of your week's vacations?
Yeah.
Why next week, dear? Save it until we get into the new house. That's when I'll need help.
Yeah, I'll take the rest of my vacation then and help you in.
Well, if you just took 2 days off next week,
I am taking the whole week. Now, look, to begin with, I thought we'd drive over to see Mother and Dad. I mean, since she couldn't stay yesterday, I want to get to the bottom of all this name business.
Drive over there?
Yeah.
Oh, honey, there's so much to do here.
What is more important than getting it settled what my legal name is?
Yeah, I know, dear, but just to begin with, your mother is all upset and she doesn't... Betsy... Your school bus will be here, and you're not ready.
I'm not going to school today.
Why?
I just don't want to go.
Why?
I don't want to, that's all.
Now, that's no reason, Betsy.
Why don't you want to go?
Betsy?
Because I haven't anything to say.
Anything to say? About what?
About what, dear?
My summer vacation.
What?
Huh?
I didn't go on any vacation.
Why, you've had a summer vacation.
I didn't go on any trip.
Well, no, but...
And today in school, everybody's supposed to stand up and tell them about the trip they took this summer.
Oh, I see.
Now, look, Betsy, Mommy and Daddy explained all that to you
sometime. Daniel Kendall went to St. Louis to visit her grandmother. And Dickie Patterson went to California to see Disneyland.
Well, that's very nice.
Everybody in the whole class went somewhere except me.
Well, now, Betsy, darling.
You promised me that we'd go on a trip this summer, and then we didn't at all.
Yes, I know. We did promise, and I'm sorry, but we promised last summer. And then we didn't know we'd have a baby in the family this year and be building a new house and all that. And we just couldn't get away on a trip this summer, Betsy. Our mommy and dad explained all that to you before, didn't we,
Everybody else had a trip except me.
Well,
how many others got a brand new baby brother this summer, huh?
Nancy Moore got a baby sister, but they all took a trip away. They didn't stay home just because of the baby.
Who are the Moores?
Oh, dentist, I think. I think his mother lives with them. She took care of the baby while they were gone.
They all had a nice trip. They went to New York and saw Radio City and some big zoo.
Well, for goodness sake, you were in New York,
Betsy. Yeah, Tony, what's the matter with you? We took you to Boston last spring. You were in New York, and you saw Radio City.
But it wasn't on my summer vacation.
Well, for Pete's sake, what's that got to do with it? You went there, and you saw it anyway. What does it matter when you saw it?
Because I should have had a trip. So you get up and tell about it today like the rest of the kids.
Now, look, Betsy. Now you listen to me. One of the things that you're going to have to learn is that you can't always do everything that everybody else does. I mean, honey, it's unfortunate, but there it is. Now, Mommy and Daddy just couldn't take you on a trip this summer.
Why?
Oh, Betsy, now we've explained why. The new baby and the new house.
That new baby just spoils everything.
Now, Betsy.
He does.
Now, look here. You put on the school dress and get ready to go.
I don't want to go to school today, Mommy. Please.
Now, look.
Oh, don't make me go.
You put on a school dress and get ready to go. I want to talk to your daddy.
Oh, Mommy, please.
You get ready for school and up and stop your crying now.
Oh, Mommy, you just don't understand.
Yes, I think Mommy understands very well. Now, you put your dress on. I'm going to talk to Dad.
And you step on it, because I got to get to work.
Hurry up now. Put on your little plaid jumper. Go on. Poor kid.
Poor kid. Now, there you see right away you're babying, huh? Now, look, is it so horrible that she didn't get a trip this summer? I mean, is it required of parents that the kids get a trip every summer?
Well, no, of course not.
Something? I mean, look, Betsy's got a lovely home here. Nice yard to play in, swings and slides. And, I mean, she got 10 times as much as we had when we were kids. And yet, look...
Darling, please stop babbling on and listen to me. We did promise her a trip. That's the point. We did.
Well,
we promised her a trip.
I can't help it.
In fact, you did.
Kids are spoiled.
Last summer, you got carried away with the idea of taking Betsy on a trip, and it sounded to hear you tell us we were going to jump in the car and just drive around the whole United States for 2 months.
Yeah, well,
You said we were going this summer. Well, now, we couldn't go, and she is disappointed.
Now, look, I am sorry. I really am. But for Pete's sake... What's to be done about it? We certainly can't go now, anyhow.
No, but I have a suggestion that will make her feel better today. And also give her an importance that she thinks her friends have today, and she doesn't.
Oh, what?
I want you to take her to the amusement park at Rainbow Lake. Pick her up at school this afternoon and take her over there now.
Way over there? What's a long drive?
Oh, hour, hour and a half. I'll plan a late dinner when you get home. Oh, honey, please. Now, look, I can't go. The baby and all this packing... And remember, we don't want Betsy to blame the baby for everything that goes wrong for her.
No, but oh, look, you drive way over to Rainbow Lake.
There's a kiddie land over there. With small rides for children, there's also a sort of zoo.
Zoo?
I mean, she'll just love
zoo over there?
Yes, well, it's not much of a zoo, but she'll love it. And a monkey island, which she'll like, and a couple of bears and some deer and raccoons, you know, that sort of thing. She will love it.
Yeah, all right, okay, okay.
And don't let her eat too much junk now. Popcorn, peanuts, and all that, you know.
Yeah. All right, all right.
And
now, don't start
her...
giving me a lot of orders. It spoils the trip before she even takes it. Now, let's just...
All right. Betsy, dear, Mommy and Daddy have a surprise for you.
Betsy, look at me. We're going to have one monkey chase a little one up the cage. Betsy? Yeah, that's cute, huh?
Uh-huh.
And look, darling, there's two little baby monkeys over there. Betsy, look.
Let's go on the merry-go-round, Daddy.
Now, look, we came here to see the zoo part first because you wanted to see a zoo this summer. Now, will you please look at the animals at least? I mean, these monkeys are funny.
Daddy?
Oh, boy, look. It looks like a big polar bear over there. Come on, come on. Let's go.
Oh, Daddy, look, look.
Yeah, what, darling? What is it?
Daddy, look.
A what? Oh, just an old alley cat, for Pete's sake. Look, I bring you to the zoo, and all you see is an old tomcat wandering around.
Now, some more popcorn, Daddy. What are you going to sing to him? I want to write him some things, Daddy.
Okay, so much for the zoo. Come on, let's go. Darling, I'm just had enough.
Oh, no, Daddy. Please, can I have some more sugar plum candy?
All right, well, now, what do you want to go on again? You've been on everything around here. You want to go in the little boats again?
Oh, no, they're no fun. All these things are too little for me now, Daddy.
Oh.
Take me up in the big chariot.
Oh, no.
Oh, please,
no, darling, no, I'm telling you, you wouldn't like it, honey. You'd just be scared. Once you're up in it, you can't get out until it stops at your seat and lets you out.
Please, Daddy.
Oh, honey. All right. But you're not going to like it, no, I'm telling you. And I don't want any crying and yelling after we get up in it.
I won't. Really, I won't.
All right.
Oh, please.
You remember. All right, come on. We'll go up in the big Ferris wheel, and you just hang on to Daddy. Now, darling, just hang on to the bar and try to be a Betsy, that's it. Now, Daddy's got his arm around you. You're all right, remember?
I'm not scared, Daddy.
Well, it's fine, darling. There's nothing to be scared of. You see the man with the other people in the back seat. You start up and don't be scared, honey. Daddy's got you. And it's kind of exciting. You see, the Ferris wheel gets up to the top and it just takes your breath away. You're way up high, and then it drops down again, and you can see all over the countryside up there. There we go. Up, up, up. Now, don't be scared, darling. Daddy's got you.
Oh, Daddy.
All right, now, don't be scared, honey. Daddy's got you. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's wonderful, Daddy. Look. Daddy, don't close your eyes.
Don't rock the seat, Betsy. Don't rock the seat.
I didn't rock it. It's stopping up here, Daddy. Look. Oh, I love it. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, Daddy, let's get more tickets when it stops so we can go round and round and round.
Betsy, don't rock the seat. Now, stop that. Will you stop it or I'll... Don't rock the seat. Now, Daddy doesn't like that.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Miles have no meaning where CBS News is concerned. Morning after morning on CBS Radio, our world news roundup bridges the Atlantic for you, hops the Pacific, and bypasses the Alps to put you in direct contact with the people and the places in the news. Wherever important developments are likely to take place, CBS newsmen are on the job. Tomorrow and every morning of the week, get the news at first hand. Join us on CBS Radio as most of these same stations bring you the World News Roundup. Every evening on CBS Radio, follow history to its source on The World Tonight. If tonight's big story breaks in London, hear about it from a CBS newsman who's stationed in London. If things are popping in Tokyo, get the facts from our man there. And remember, along with the news, The World Tonight brings lively interviews with people making history and offers many other interesting and informative features, too. Hear The World Tonight, this evening.
Well, did you two have a good time?
Daddy's sick.
Why, dear, what's the matter? Oh, you look sick. What happened?
Oh, boy.
Huh?
Peanuts, popcorn, taffy, sugar fluff candy, orange crush, root beer, giant hot dog, triple ice cream cone.
Oh, honey. Well, you know better than to let your father have all that, Betsy. Oh, honey, you do look wretched. Was the zoo fun?
Oh, yes, Mommy. I saw a squirrel run up the tree with a peanut.
She was mostly fascinated with a squirrel and an alley cat. Might as well have stayed home and get those in our backyard.
Well, how were the rides?
Oh, Mommy, Daddy took me up in the big Ferris wheel, and it was just wonderful.
Oh, my goodness, the big one.
Oh, yeah, the big one.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, you run upstairs and write down all the wonderful things you saw today so you can tell about it in school tomorrow, huh?
Oh, yes, thank you, Daddy.
Yeah, you're quite welcome, darling.
Oh, my goodness, the big Ferris wheel, huh?
Yeah, the big one.
Gee, I wouldn't have had the nerve. You'd never get me up in one of those things.
Well, you won't get me up in one of those things again, either, I'll tell you that. I Donya, died in that thing. And that got up to the top, and it stopped with us up there at the top of the world. Like and that seat started rocking.
Oh, my.
I don't understand it. You know, I loved all those things when I was a kid, but today when that seat kept rocking and then the people looked like ants down there on the ground, I looked at this contraption. You wonder how it can stay up there, you know, how safe it is.
I know. Well, Betsy loved it, dear, and that's the main thing. It's really a big day in her life. You know, I don't think you ever forget your first ride in a big Ferris wheel.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to forget my last one either. Oh, boy. Look, you know something? My knees are still wobbling. My knees are wobbling right now. No kidding. Tell you, when we were at the top of that Ferris wheel and that seat started rocking. You know, Betsy was rocking. You know, she wouldn't stop. I tell you, she loved it.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.